Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, 12 to 23, chapter 11, verses 16 and 22.
今日嘅经文系来自箴言嘅5章1到6节、12到23节同埋11章嘅16同埋22节。
We'll first read this in unison, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会一齐读，先用英文一齐读，再用中文一齐读。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard. For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps follow the path to Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life. Her ways wander, and she does not know it. And you say, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers, or incline my ear to my instructors. I am at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Should your springs be scattered abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be for yourself alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. A lovely deer, a graceful doe, let her breast fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a woman's ways are forbidden to the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin. He died for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly, he is led astray. A gracious woman gets honor, a violent man get riches. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion.
Proverbs 5:1. 七耳听我的聪明的言辞，为要使你谨守谋略，嘴唇保存知识。因为淫妇的嘴滴下蜂蜜，她的口比油更滑。至于却苦似恩尘，快如两刃的刀。她的脚入下死地，她的脚步踏住阴间，以致她找不着生命平坦的道。他的路变迁不定，自己还不知道。说：我怎么恨恶愤悔，心中藐视责备，也不听从我师父的话，又不侧耳听那教训我的人。我在圣会里几乎落在诸般恶中。你要喝自己池中的水，饮自己井里的活水。你的泉源岂可将日在外？你的河水岂可流在街上？唯独归你一人，不可与外人同用。要使你的泉源蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。她如何爱你的可喜的母乳，愿她的胸怀使你时时知足，她的爱情使你常常暖慕。我儿，你为何恋慕淫妇？为何抱外女的胸怀？因为人所行的道都在耶和华眼前，他也修平人一切的路。恶人必被自己的罪孽捉住，他必被自己的罪恶如绳索缠绕缠。他因不受训诲，就必死亡；又因愚昧过甚，必走差了路。恩德的妇女得尊荣，强暴的男子得痴财。 婦女美貌而無見識，如同金環戴在珠臂上。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
神祝福讀同埋聽佢話嘅人。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: Sexual Integrity.
今日程牧師所講到嘅題目係性的純正。
We've been gleaning through themes of wisdom in the book of Proverbs.
我哋喺箴言裏邊講到好多關於智慧嘅信息。
And if you are familiar with that book or have been with us for over the last couple of months, you know that God speaks to every area of our lives.
咁如果你過去幾個月都係同我哋一齊嘅時候，你睇到神咧對我哋每生命上邊每一方面都對我哋説話。
And so that includes our sexuality.
包括喺性嘅方面。
And so Proverbs 5, verses 1 to 6 opens up the conversation to us in that area of life.
咁喺我哋刚刚读过嘅箴言第五章一至到六节就打开咗呢个信息嘅话题。
Verses 7 through 19 is the body of the chapter, and it gives a contrast between the two ways that you can deploy your sexuality.
咁而第七至到十九节咧就系嗰段经文嘅中心，就系讲到话我哋喺两方面人可以点样去行性上边。
And as you just saw, as you read at least part of chapter 5, you'll know that one way is folly, which leads to destruction. The other way is wisdom, which leads to satisfaction.
咁我哋睇到两方面，就系话一方面就系愚蠢会引致到去摧毁，而另一方面系有智慧嘅会带嚟满足。
And the conclusion is in verses 20 to 23, which calls us all, male and female, to surrender to God's wisdom.
而嗰个总结就喺二十节至到二十三节，就讲到最终我哋要喺神面前降服，去摆上我哋自己。
Now here's the key concept that we must understand as it applies to all of our lives.
咁我哋有一个好重要嘅思想，就系点样可以应用喺我哋嘅生命每一方面。
The gospel. Good news, Jesus Christ saves sinners like ourselves, calls us both to form and freedom.
咁呢个福音嘅信息系藉住耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活，系叫我哋喺我哋生命里边一方面系有一个规限，另一方面又有一个自由。
The good news of the gospel calls us to structure and liberation.
呢个好嘅信息，呢个福音叫我哋有一个生命上面有一个结构，亦都有一个自由。
Let me explain that. Again, the gospel gives a healthy balance for us. And again, let me explain.
这个福音给我们一个很平衡的生命。
If you're a conservative type of person,
如果你是一个保守的人,
conservative people love form. They love restraint. They love control.
保守的人喜欢有一个结构, 有节制, 有自制, 有克制。
And I would say especially in the area that we're talking about here, again, we're talking about an area of life that's in the Bible, sexuality.
特别系我哋而今日所讲到嘅呢个生命上边，圣经上面讲到我哋生命嘅一方面就系话性嘅问题。
Right, there's no prudishness in God's mind. He's talking about human sexuality.
神喺佢嘅思想上边咧，冇话要有啲咩要特别要掩饰修饰嘅，佢系好明显嘅讲到性。
If you're a conservative type, you love that form, but progressive types love freedom, openness, choice.
如果啲讲系保持话要进步论嘅人咧，佢哋中意乜嘢咧？佢哋要自由，佢哋要选择。
And you must see that both parts have truth. The gospel gives a healthy balance to the whole truth.
你要睇到佢哋每一方面都有佢哋嘅真理喺里边。呢个福音俾我哋有一个好平衡嘅真理。
And the truth of the matter is, as God clearly states, as God gave us our sexuality, He made it good. But in marriage,
个真相就系话咧，神系将呢个性咧系俾我哋，但系喺婚姻嘅里边。
You're to focus your romantic joy and unleash that romantic joy between husband and wife.
你喺你呢个婚姻里边嗰个罗曼蒂克嗰个喜乐，要喺系基于系一个丈夫同埋一个妻子嘅之间，喺个婚姻嘅里边。
Now later on, I'll address the problem of the attack on marriage as it's stated in the Bible because of the transgender and the issues surrounding males marrying males and females marrying females.
遲些我們或者會提到講到現今社會即是人們去攻擊這個聖經又講到變性或者是同性婚姻的
But I'm focusing right now on God's design, heterosexual marriage.
但我們今天所專注到的就是一個男和一個女之間的婚姻關係
And God gave us sexuality both for romantic joy to unleash that joy in marriage.
提到神給我們在婚姻裡給我們喜樂
There's form and freedom.
是有格式,但也有自由。
And it becomes wonderfully intensified in the marriage relationship.
特別在婚姻的關係裡面是特別激化。
In fact, as we'll see as I unpack this, God has a high view, utter transcends any culture, a high view of marriage and sexuality.
神在婚姻裏面的性是特別有一個很高的評價,是超過任何的文化。
And we thrive as people in form and freedom.
而我們在這個格式和自由的裏面,我們的人是繼續去成長。
Let me give you this illustration that might help, might not. Sex is like fire.
讓我舉一個例子,性就好像火一樣。
You know, if you have a home, you have a nice fireplace, it's good. It keeps you warm, right? Fire is good in the fireplace. Keeps you warm.
如果你屋企裏面有一個火爐嘅時候，係好好嘅事，因為可以俾你有好温暖。
But fire outside of that fireplace will burn your house down.
但如果係火爐以外嗰個火咧，就能夠將你間屋咧燒毀。
See, Proverbs 5 is saying, keep the fire in the marriage fireplace.
箴言第五篇就是講到話要將呢個火留喺呢個婚姻嘅呢個火爐嘅裏邊
That's where it belongs. If it's outside, watch out. You get burnt.
如果呢個火喺火爐以外嘅時候，你就要小心啦，因為你會燒傷。
Again, sexual joy belongs in marriage.
性嘅喜樂係屬於婚姻嘅。
Remember, Proverbs' initial audience was to male youngsters.
咁你記得呢個 箴言最初的讀者是給年輕的男性的年輕人
That's why when you see if you're familiar with Proverbs and you've read it you'll see it's a lot of references between son and father
所以你看到經文裡面很多都會講到兒子、父親等用的字眼
But as we've discovered over the last couple of months Proverbs is wisdom literature for everyone
但這個箴言是給每一個人的一個智慧書
Doesn't matter the gender. It certainly helps you both male and female.
是能夠幫助到男和女。
And in no way is God slighting the female gender.
神並不是輕看女性。
Look with me again to the introduction, verses 1 to 6.
我們再看一次第一至第六節。
It says there again, my son, be attentive to my wisdom, incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion. And your lips may guard knowledge, for the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps follow the path to Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life, her ways wander, and she does not know it.
我兒要留心我智慧的話語，側耳聽我聰明的言辭。 為要使你謹守謀略，謹守謀略，嘴唇保存知識，因為淫婦的嘴滴下蜂蜜，他的口比油更滑，至終卻苦似恩塵，快如兩人的刀，他的腳下入死地，他腳步踏入陰間，以致他找不着生命平坦的道，他的路便纏不定，自己還不知道。
What's the wise father teaching his son? What's the sage, the teacher teaching his students?
這個有智慧的父親或者這個老師去教那個兒子或者那個學生是什麼呢?
He's saying, watch out!
他說要小心
You're going to be tempted in this world
他說在這個世界裡面會受到試探
You're walking in a world of sexual foolishness
你走在這個世界裡面是充滿了性的愚蠢
And you'll be offered honey that's attractive.
人会将这些蜂蜜会给你，对你来讲好像很吸引。
Again, context is it's a teaching manual for boys' school. That's what it was in back then.
记得这个箴言是原本是给这些很年轻的男性去教导他们。
But this is God's word. Doesn't mean that this wisdom is beyond, is just for men.
但这个是神给我们的智慧，不单只是给男性。
It doesn't mean that this wisdom isn't applicable to everyone.
并不代表它不适用于任何人上面。
Again, outside of the context of marriage and relationship, sex is not good according to the living God.
根据我们的主，在婚姻以外的性是愚蠢不好的。
And if you happen to notice, we're in a sex-crazed society that says otherwise.
如果你有留意到我们在一个社会里面，他们都很渴求性，他们讲的是另一样东西。
In fact, depending on the statistics that you look at, some people say even 80% in the Western world, 80% of people have had premarital sex.
甚至有统计说80%西方社会的人呢是有婚前的性行为。
Again, sex is good in marriage.
性在婚姻里面才是好的。
And then I need to reiterate, especially in today's sexual climate, between a male husband and a female wife.
我特别是讲到说这个婚姻是在一个男性和一个女性之间的婚姻。
Now the honey described in verse 3 is from a forbidden woman, as the context tells us.
这个蜜糖讲在经文里面讲到那个蜂蜜是来自一个被禁制的女人。
And what that means, it's not being offered by one spouse.
即是说呢，不是由一个配偶那里来。
And as verse 3 goes on very clearly, it says the honey, it says in that text, will poison you.
而这个经文继续讲就说这个蜂蜜会毒害你。
Do you see the words in verses 3 and 4? Honey. Verse 4, bitter.
在第三节讲到这个蜂蜜，而第四节呢就讲到是它阴沉，即是有苦毒。
See, when you read God's word, you've got to ask questions. You've got to put your thinking cap on and read it, right? So what is that saying? Honey, of course, as you know, if you put it on your toast or in your tea, I don't know, maybe you don't put it in your tea, right? People around here, right? What, honey is sweet, right?
咁当你读呢个圣经嘅时候，你都要问问题：，蜜糖系点样嘅咧？蜜糖可能你攞嚟搽面包，或者系放喺茶里边，有啲人会放喺茶里边。蜜糖系甜嘅。
So whatever leaves a bitter taste after taste in your mouth can't be honey.
如果你饮完之后、食完之后觉得系苦嘅时候咧，这个就唔系蜂蜜，唔系蜜糖啦。
See the sage, the teacher here is saying, don't be fooled.
呢个老师就系话你唔好咁愚蠢。
Don't judge by the appearance of the moment.
不要只是被那一刻的外表所迷惑你。
Because the teacher is instructing the young men here, the lasting impact tomorrow and thereafter reveals the truth about the present.
那个老师去教导这些年轻人，就是说在明天或者以后那个结果就被你看到是你现在所领受的是什么。
To put it more frankly, her words may ooze seductive charm.
换句话讲，佢嘅说话可能会引诱你、诱惑你。
Face to face, on the internet, in a text message, over a phone call.
面对面或者互联网上边，或者啲短信或者电话上边。
But her sweet talk, or his flattery, that kind of honey turns bitter.
但系嗰种嘅甜言蜜语或者嗰种嘅诱惑。那种的蜂蜜至终会变得苦毒。
Right, you don't have to live long to know that men seduce women, women entice men.
你都很清楚，男人会勾引女人，女人也都有诱惑男人。
And this truth works in both instances.
你这个真理在两方面都是应用，对的。
And the reason why God is bringing this up before us is because there's more than your sexuality that's at stake.
因为神为什么神将这件事摆在我们面前教导我们，就是因为我们所牵涉到的问题不单只是性上面的问题。
If you shine up verse 5 again, Teddy, you'll see that.
我们看回第五节你就会知道。
In the phrase, her feet go down where? To death, spiritually and literally.
他說第五節那裡說什麼？他說他腳下入地，他腳下入死地，他腳步踏住陰間。
I know many of you probably don't know much or anything about American football, but in this country, American football, not soccer, American football is the most popular sport.
咁喺呢個國家裏邊咧，最最廣受人知嘅運動係咩嘢咧？就係美式足球。
And there was a quarterback by the name of Steve McNair on the Tennessee Titans, a professional quarterback.
咁喺呢個職業美式足球隊裏邊，喺田納西州嘅隊伍裏邊有一個四分衛嘅足球員，佢叫做Steve McNair.
He was shot to death in 2009.
咁喺2009年咧，佢被人槍殺。
By a 20-year-old woman he was having an affair with.
咁咧係俾邊個殺咧？係同佢有呢個婚外情嘅一個20歲嘅女人所殺。
And after that young lady killed Steve McNair, she shot herself.
而呢個當呢個女人殺咗呢個足球員之後咧，佢亦都去自己自殺。
And she died.
佢死咗。
Do you see what Proverbs is saying? Sexual integrity is life versus death.
这个性的纯正是关乎到生和死的问题。
Because everything you care about is on the line.
因为你所有关心到的东西都是跟这件事有关系。
Again, don't misunderstand God. Let me repeat the fact that men can be just as bad as women.
我再想再讲一次，就是说男人和女人其实一样那么差。
Because the Bible says all of sin.All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为圣经话我哋所有人都犯咗罪，亏缺咗神嘅荣耀。
And of course, as we've seen already in chapter 1 of Proverbs, Proverbs warns us against evil men too.
咁喺箴言嘅第一章，甚至乎去叫我哋提醒嗰啲行恶嘅人。
But no one passage can say everything, and in this case, it's warning us about the evil woman.
咁呢个经文净系唔系净系话要特别讲到话我哋要留意。那個女人的問題。
And when the sexually foolish man comes to his senses in verse 13, whom does he blame?
咁當第十三節呢個男人去發現到嗰個問題嘅時候，佢去將呢個責任去委過俾邊個咧？
He says, quote, verse 13, I did not listen to the voice of my teachers.
佢話也不聽從我師父的話。
He takes blame himself.
他去將這個問題歸咎於他自己。
That's repentance and faith.
這個是在信心裡面 去認罪悔改。
The father figure speaking here is not being one-sided in his outlook.
這個講話的師父呢並不是只是去偏袒某一方面。
As we'll see later, God is not biased towards one gender or another.
而神呢也不是特別偏袒哪一個性的方面。
Because in Genesis it says he created a male and female, it says in the same verse.
因为创世记说神造男造女。
There is equality, yet different roles.
在两性之间是有一个公平，但是有不同的责任。
So why is God bringing this up to us today?
那神为什么将这个说话去带给我们呢？
Why is it in many parts of Proverbs?
为什么在箴言里面这么多地方会提到呢？
It's because...You too are vulnerable.
因为你亦都会容易受到攻击，受到伤害。
If you think you are beyond sexual stupidity, you, according to the Bible, again, not me, according to the Bible, you're a fool.
因为如果你以为你在性上面你不是愚蠢的时候，你实在根据圣经所讲，你实在是愚蠢。
Just because you're from a shame-based culture doesn't mean you're immune to sexual temptation.
咁如果你以為只係你嚟自一個好害怕羞恥嘅一個文化嘅時候，你而唔會受到呢個性嘅罪嘅影響嘅時候，你就好愚蠢啦。
You know, it was in early 1990s. I just finished my internship at Covenant Church Whitestone.
喺90年代嘅初期，我啱啱去完成咗我嘅實習喺聖約堂裏邊。
And at that time, I was candidating to get a permanent position at two churches in California.
咁我當時咧係申請緊兩個職位喺加州裏邊。
And one of those churches, it was an affluent church, large church in Los Angeles. Again, during the interview process, they had a lot of questions because there was a lot of problems there.
咁喺其中一個教會咧，一個好大嘅教會喺洛杉磯裏邊，但係當中咧都有好多嘅問題。
And a lot of those problems, as I discovered in the interview, surrounded sexual stupidity.
咁而喺我去面试嘅时候咧，去发觉到当中好多嘅问题咧，都系关于性上边嘅罪行。
That church was a traditional culture church. It was a Chinese church.
嗰个教会系一个中国人教会，一个好有传统文化嘅教会。
But some of their even their young people were involved in homosexuality.
但甚至乎佢哋当中有好多嘅年青人咧，都系落喺呢个同性恋嘅当中。
So don't be fooled and thinking you're immune because of your culture.
唔好以为因住你嘅文化，你就唔会受到罪嘅罪嘅性上面嘅。
But remember, there's only one friend for a sexual fool. His name is Jesus.
咁而喺呢个罪里面，我哋愚蠢嘅时候，我哋有一个朋友，佢嘅名叫做耶稣基督。
And he can bring good out of a bad situation.
佢能够喺个坏嘅里边去将好嘅带出嚟。
But you must go to him, repent and believe.
但你一定要去到佢嘅面前去悔改去相信。
He can change you.
佢能够改变你。
Again, being a man or a woman is a privilege. Don't mess with your gender.
作为一个男人或者一个女人，呢个系你自己嘅你嘅特权，你唔好去。嘗試去玩弄你的性趣。
That's what society says. Society says, go ahead. You're God. Go ahead. You want to be transgender? Go ahead.
這個社會說什麼？這個社會說你是神，你喜歡做什麼就做什麼，你想去變性就變性。
That's why the world has a gay pride month and a gay pride parade.
所以呢，這個世界上有一個月是特別是給這個同性戀者或者是變性者，他們特別有遊行有慶祝的活動。
Because the world says, go ahead. Change your sex.
因为这个世界说你去啦，你随便去变你的性别啦。
But that's playing God. That's playing God.
因为他们以为他们自己就是上帝。
See, if you use your iPhone or Android smartphone, this highly sophisticated small computer, you know, if you use it to hammer nails, what's going to happen?
如果你用你的智能电话去拿来去打钉的时候，会有什么事发生呢？
You're showing the world your incomprehension of what a smartphone is.
你俾人睇到其实唔知道乜嘢叫做智能电话。
And even so, your sexuality is a powerful, delicate gift from God.
同样嘅就话你嘅性系一个好有能力同埋一个好特别嘅礼物，系由神嗰度嚟。
And you cannot violate His gift without damaging repercussions.
如果你去侵犯咗呢个礼物嘅时候咧，你一定会有好严重嘅后果。
But the Lord loves sinners.
但系神爱罪人。
And the way back to healing is the way back to Him. It's humility.
点样翻到去佢嗰度去得到医治咧？就系藉住谦卑。
That's what we all need. Humility. He's God. He knows best. Don't mess with your gender.
我哋要谦卑落嚟，因为佢先咧就系神。我哋唔可以去随便去。去更改我们的性别。
Notice the shift in tone in verses 12 to
14. 你看看第12到14节那个语气上面的转变。
Ted, if you don't mind, verses 12 to 14, it says there, how I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to my instructors. I am at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation.
他說我怎麼恨惡憤悔，心中藐視責備，也不聽從我師父的話，又不側耳聽納教訓我的人，我在聖會裡幾乎落在諸般惡中。
He's from a shame-based culture. The ancient Near East, shame-based culture. But he's willing to repent and believe in the midst of the congregation.
当时的社会是一个，也是一个爱面子的文化，但是他们这个人愿意在这个会的里面去认罪。
Because those who come to faith in Christ are like the prodigal son, right? In Luke 15.
因为他就好像在路加福音第15章讲到那个浪子一样。
I realize I was in a pig pen. Now I turn and go back home.
我发觉我原来在猪群当中去觅食，现在我要回到家里。
Because I know my heavenly father's running after me.
因为我知道我的天父他来去找我。
Running towards me despite my sinful ways.
他说纵使我犯罪，但是这个父亲仍然张开双手来到走到我的面前。
And he'll shower me with his kisses.
他会用他的嘴去跟我亲嘴。
See, the father doesn't shame him. The father does not shame the son. He embraces him.
这个父亲并没有去奚落他或者去羞辱他，这个父亲去拥抱他。
And so it doesn't matter if you have sexual sin, which we all have sexual sin. It doesn't matter. You come to the Savior.
我们每个人都在性上都有犯罪，但不要紧，我们可以来到我们的救主的面前。
And he'll straighten out your mess.
他能够去清理 你的一塌糊涂。
But the question is, will you come?
但个问题是你会不会来？
You know, internet porn, according to the people who do surveys and stats, internet porn, I think it's some hideous percentage that even men and women, I think over 50% of the populace, once a month, entertain themselves with internet porn.
咁喺有啲調查話，甚至乎50%嘅人喺曾經一個月有一次喺呢個網絡上邊去睇呢啲色情嘅嘢。
He said, "It doesn't just come to the Savior, repent and believe. He will help you."
你要嚟到呢個救主嘅面前去悔改，去相信佢能夠幫助你。
See, no matter what sin you've done, He will receive you and rejoice and renew you.
無論你嘅罪係乜嘢，佢能夠去接納你，佢能夠同你一齊喜樂，去更新你。
But you have to turn back to Him.
但你要回轉。
Turn away from your folly.
去從你嘅愚蠢裏邊去離開，翻到去佢嗰度。
The Bible is chock full of verses about that, right? It's on slide 2. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And also on slide 3, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Also on slide 3, 1 Corinthians 6:11. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
他说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧的已过，一切都变成新。他又说，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并藉着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。圣经很多的地方都有提到这些。
Jesus makes all things new.
耶稣使所有的东西都更新。
And then the sage introduces verse 18, again, lifting up the high view of marriage and sexuality in marriage.
然后第十八节这个教师去讲到说，在这个婚姻他怎样很高的评价婚姻。
And if you looked at verse 18 and following, again, I was up here so I didn't see you, maybe some of you were blushing. It's very stark.
如果你看第十八节打后的经文的时候，你可能甚至乎是有些面红。
But this is how your marriage should be, it says.
但这个圣经说，这个婚姻就应该是这样。
This is how your relationship with your wife of your youth should be.
他说应该你和你的妻子的关系就应该是这样。
And marriage here is described as so erotic, it makes you embarrassed by reading it.
这个经文所描述的甚至乎很露骨，甚至乎使到你当你读的时候会感到尴尬。
The word captivated is a word that literally means to stagger. You ought to be staggering in love with your spouse.
那个经文所讲到那个捉造那个字，讲到好像蹒跚，好像即是跌跌荡荡地行路。
The sage is saying, son, let me tell you what marriage should be like.
他说让儿子让我讲你听这个婚姻应该是怎样。
And notice verse 16. That's a very strong statement, a strong image.
第十六节讲到一个很强烈的意象，一个很强烈的信息。
It says in verse 16, should your springs overflow in the streets and streams of water in the public squares?
他说你的泉源岂可涨溢在外，你的河水岂可流在街上。
Okay. You got to know Hebrew. He's talking about male sexuality there.
这里讲到男性。
He's saying sex with people outside of your marriage is wrong.
他说你和婚姻以外的人有性的关系是错的。
Again, notice that the Lord is not saying, oh, just have a will of iron, you know, just, you know, you'll be able in your own strength to not give in to the temptation.
你要留意思，圣经并不是说你只要有好像铁一般的意志，你就会可以去抗拒这些的诱惑了。
You know, he's not saying, oh, just have that will of iron and your future is endless frustration all bottled up inside you.
或者佢亦都唔係話你要去好強嘅意志，你將你所有嘅掙扎都係收收埋埋，藏喺你自己嘅裏邊咁就得噶啦。
Obviously, self-control is one of the fruits of the spirit. You need self-control, right?
冇錯，自制係呢個聖靈嘅果子其中一種。
You know, if you don't have self-control, you're going to have an emotional structure like a four-year-old, right?
如果你自制嘅時冇自制嘅時候，你就好一個四歲嘅細路仔咁樣。
But verse 23 warns us against a lack.Of discipline.
二十三節提到我哋有一個警示，就係話我哋當冇呢個訓練嘅時候。
But did you notice God's remedy? God's remedy is for sex is sex, sex and marriage.
神嘅答案就係乜？就係乜嘢咧？就係話性就係性，但係性咧係喺婚姻嘅裏邊。
Right, verse 15. By your own cistern, your own well.
他說第十五節他說你自己的泉源你自己的河水
Again, God creates things that are good. Of course, we taint it. We taint it because we're sinful, right? But it's good.
神做的事本身是好的。没错，我们有罪以致受到污染，但是神的原意是好。
Again, all of us are sexual sinners at some level.
我们每个人在某程度上都是在性上犯了罪。
Because sin touches everything we are.
因为圣去触摸到我哋生命上面每一方面。
None of us is perfect. None of us is spiritually strong.
我哋冇人系完美嘅，冇人喺属灵上边系坚强嘅。
And we all need merciful liberation from our past.
我哋都需要从我哋嘅过往嘅伤痛之中要释放出嚟。
But what can and we must? What can we do? I told you already. Run to Christ.
但我哋可以做乜嘢咧？就系话我已经讲过，就系要去走向耶稣基督嗰度。
He's a mighty friend of sexual sinners.
佢系性罪犯罪嘅人嘅朋友。
Learn from the Christ.
要从基督里边学习。
Learn from his wisdom, his grace.
从佢嘅智慧同埋恩典上边去学习。
And repent.
然后悔改。
Embrace him and his righteousness for your life.
去捉住佢。对你所俾你嘅公义。
You know what we have ultimately here in this text?
咁睇下我哋经文里边最终系乜嘢
？I alluded it before in the introduction. It's a combination of attitudes that in our day and age we think can't be combined.
系就系讲到有两种嘅睇法喺今日我哋以为唔能够去合埋一齐。
They're both what we should associate with liberal and conservative attitudes in balance.
就系话喺自由同埋保守嘅两方面嘅睇法，佢哋要去合埋一齐有平衡。
What do I mean by that? On the one hand, this is an incredible positive view in the Bible of sexuality.
一方面就系呢个圣经俾我哋有一个好正确、一个好关于性嘅一个正确嘅睇法。
This is barefaced rejoicing in sex.
喺性里边系有喜乐。
There's no prudishness here in the Bible.
聖經裡面無需要掩飾啲乜嘢。
It's very explicit.
好明顯嘅去顯露出嚟。
There's a joy, there's a celebration about it, but it's in the marriage relationship.
係有喜樂，係有慶祝嘅，但係係喺婚姻嘅裏邊。
On the other hand, this is not only an incredible high view of sex, it's a high view of marriage itself. It's unprecedented.
另一方面就係話對婚姻有好高嘅評價，唔單止係性，而係對婚姻有好高嘅評價。
Yet remember.Proverbs is written way back, ancient Near Eastern traditional culture.
記得呢個聖經所寫嘅年代係一個傳統文化嘅年代。
And at that time, and in many parts of the world today, there's only two reasons you got married, right?
記得喺當時嘅社會，只有兩個原因你會去結婚。
One is to secure your best economic and social status possible.
一方面就是第一个原因就是说你要巩固你在社会上或者经济上面的地位。
And by that I mean you married whomever you could marry from a family that was as well off as possible.
换句话讲就是说你找一个人去结婚是一个很有家底很有背景的人去结婚。
And a person was either chosen for you or you chose someone based on that.
又或者是人家已经帮你选了或者你基于咁嘅条件去拣一个配偶。
And the second reason back then,
第二个原因
from cultures is you married for fertility to have children.
第二个原因佢哋结婚就系话要为咗传宗接代。
Again, do you see how the Bible contrasts that? The Bible gives you a high view of marriage that no other culture ever gave you.
你睇唔睇到聖經所俾我哋睇到嘅婚姻同當時個社會個文化所睇嘅婚姻係好唔同？聖經所睇嘅婚姻係幾咁高嘅評價，幾咁重視？
It says you ought to be crazy in love with your spouse. Nobody married for love in any culture before.
喺以前嘅社會文化，冇人為咗愛去結婚，但係聖經話你要戀慕你嘅。配偶你的妻子你的
But because of the Judeo-Christian influences in the West, people marry for love.
但是因为基督徒的思想影响了西方的社会，以致人去为了爱而去结婚。
Nobody got married for companionship. That was unheard of in any culture.
在当时很多的文化都不会讲到话是同你一个要找一个配偶一个好朋友去结婚
Teddy slide 4 yet the book of Proverbs says right here you're supposed to be crazy in love with your spouse
他说你要恋慕你的配偶
you should be intoxicatingly in love with your spouse
他是恋慕
you see in Proverbs 2:17 it says your spouse is and this is the Hebrew word aluf what is that word it's a word that means most intimate friend
咁喺箴言嘅二章十七节讲到嗰个配偶嗰个字系乜嘢咧？就系话系你最亲密嗰个朋友。
But in case you didn't know, which I'm sure you all do, that's hard work because male and females are different.
但系呢个唔容易嘅，你都好明白，因为男同女好唔同。
That takes hard work. You have to work at it.
你要花时间，要花功夫喺上边。
Do you see how radical of truth this is?
你睇唔睇呢個真理係幾咁特誒唔同咧
？It cuts at the heart of every culture on the face of this earth。
喺呢個每個文化嘅面前，俾佢睇到聖經個所講嘅説話幾唔同。
Because it says if your wife is someone you're crazy in love with and your very best friend, what does that imply? Equality。
如果你的妻子是你是很爱慕很恋慕她同埋一个你是最好的朋友的时候那你是什么意思呢就是说你双方是一个公平是平等的
Do you see how radical God's word is? This is Proverbs written in the ancient Near East way back, right? There wasn't a culture on the face of the earth that thought about men were equal to women. They all thought that men were superior to women.
你看不看到圣经给我们那个看到那个圣经的看法是多么不同当时圣经所写成的社会的文化是很不同因为当时的社会没有人会说男和女是平等的
Again, no one talked about romance No one talked about love
没人会讲到爱
And that's why God's word lifts up marriage and sexuality high above every culture
所以圣经神将这个爱和婚姻去提高于任何的文化的层面
Now contrast that to today.
相对于今日
in a sex-crazed culture like the one we live in New York City.
活喺纽约市里边一个渴求性嘅社会
When you have sex outside of marriage, you know what that is? An exchange of products.
而当你喺呢个婚姻以外有性关系嘅时候，系乜嘢咧？就系话你换取一个产品。
It's not an exchange of selves. It's an exchange of products.
不是将你自己去换，而是说要换取一个产品。
What you're doing and what you're saying is, I want the pleasure. I want this from you. I want the product, but I don't want you.
他说什么呢？就说我想要这个产品，我想要自己的欢愉，我想要一个喜乐，但我不要你。
That's the sexual climate we live in. Sex is groceries. That's what it is.
性就好像一样东西可以买的产品，一个商品一样。
Sex is consumption. It's a commodity, says the world.
这个世界说性是被人消费的，是一个产品被人购买的。
Slide 5. And according to the Bible, sex is not a means of self-gratification.
根据圣经来讲，性不是要去自己去要去满足自己。
It's not even a means of self-expression.
甚至乎不是要去表达自己。
It's a radical, unconditional, deeply personal means.Of self-donation, servanthood.
是无条件的将自己去献出，将自己去服侍人。
Just like the other parts of Christianity, it's about serving the other person.
就好似基督教其他嘅所讲嘅方面，就系话你要服侍其他人。
You give up yourself completely.
你将自己去完全嘅去俾出嚟。
Self donation.
自己去献上。
And you give your sexuality with your whole being, your whole person.
你将你嘅性去俾出嚟，系同你全人嘅去俾出嚟。
That's why God says sex is good in marriage.
所以神话性喺婚姻上面先至系好。
And if you don't use it like that, you've turned it into a commodity.
如果你唔系咁样用嘅时候咧，你就将性咧变成一个商品。
You turned it into groceries, a product.
将佢变成一个产品去购买。
You turned it into just an appetite, a routine.
你将佢变成一个即系例行嘅嘢，即系一个只系满足你口腹嘅嘢。
And that's why it's boring.
所以变得去沉闷。
Because there'll be no wonder, there's no love, there's no wonder.That you have to go to extremes, some exotic extremes.
Because 已经没爱里边没这个奇妙的事情发生，你要去甚至乎要去到好尽的地步。
Let me also mention this because we've also known people. You know people even now that live together.
你有啲人都知道，可能会认识有啲人系同居。
And I'm saying they don't love each other.
我唔系话佢哋唔爱对方。
There are levels of love.But you have to admit that you not haven't given yourself completely if you don't have that license.
但是你说你没去注册结婚的时候，你不可以说自己是完全的将自己去给对方。
And you'll have to admit if you're just living together that you're in a consumer-based relationship.
因为如果你同居的时候，你是其实在一个消费的关系上面。
If you're retaining the right to get out of there, if you need to get out, you get out at an acceptable cost.
如果你去可以隨意嘅去離開呢個關係嘅時候咧，你就唔需要去接受承擔任何嘅代價。
That's a consumer relationship.
呢個一個消費嘅關係。
That's what we see in our society.
我哋今日社會所睇到嘅就係咁樣。
You haven't given yourself. You've commodified sex.
你仲未將自己去獻出嚟，你將性咧變成一個商品。
And there won't be any soaring in this life like that.
在你的生命上面不会再去有更高的层次，不会再升高。
The Bible shows us why and how we undervalue sex by turning it into just an appetite, into a product.
圣经怎么说话，当我们将这个性去变成一个商品的时候会怎么样？
But let me mention, and I'll say more of this next time, let me mention the last two verses in Proverbs 11 that we read. We also overvalue sex.
我哋同時間亦都去過分嘅去提高咗性嘅重要性。
On the one hand, we undervalue it. On the other hand, we overvalue it because of sexual attractiveness, physical beauty.
一方面我哋輕視咗，另一方面我哋都係過分嘅去睇重咗佢，因為性嘅吸引力美貌。
And that's why I put Proverbs 11:16-22 up on the in your scripture text as well.
所以我將11章的16同埋22節咧，都擺喺今日所讀嘅經文裏邊。
Proverbs 11:16-22, a gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. Verse 22, like a gold ring in a pig's snout, is a beautiful woman without discretion.
佢話：恩德的婦女得尊榮，強暴的男子得資財，而婦女美貌而冇見識，如同金環戴在珠臂上。
Again, I can only mention briefly the overvalue today, and next time we'll go into that a little bit more. But look at verse 22.
看22節。
Verse 22 is saying the habitual, widespread habit of men is what? To objectify, dehumanize, commodify women.
男人通常做什么呢？就是说你将这个女性呢，是非人性化，将它变成商品化这样。
Right, they evaluate women strictly on looks. And the Bible says that's destructive foolishness.
他只是藉著他的外表去评价女性。圣经说这个是很愚蠢，是摧毁性的。
Because throughout the Bible, it talks about character. A person's character that determines the person's life, what the person's life is like.
因为圣经讲到的，说我们要看我们的品格，这个品格就去评价我们人的生命是怎样。
And verse 16 shows an example where women do this too.
同时间第16节，女人也都是这样看男人。
Do you see what it's saying? There's an overvalue on physical attractiveness, an overvalue on wealth.
係唔單止係過分去睇重外表，亦都係過分睇重咗人嘅財富。
And that word wealth in verse 22 is that famous Hebrew word kabod. That means glory.
財富喺個資財嗰個字講到就係話呢個榮譽、榮耀。
You see, the translation you're looking at, the English Standard Version means, is translated as honor.
咁喺有啲經文翻譯出嚟就係話榮譽。
Now, glory is a pregnant term in the Bible, but it literally means importance, significance.
榮耀同時間亦都係講到話呢個重要性，一個重要。
And so notice what Proverbs 11 verse 22 is saying.
你睇下22節究竟講乜嘢呢？
Not all men, but men in general habitually use coercive power in order to get prestige.
男人亦都係用佢嘅能力，用佢嘅勢力去讓佢得到地位。
And women in general, not all women, but women in general use looks to get what? Significance.
而一般唔係話所有嘅女人，而係一般女性會去藉住佢嘅外表而令到自己顯得重要。
Remember that word kabod, glory means more than wealth here.
呢個榮譽，呢個資財翻出嚟嘅意思唔單止係錢嘅問題，而係一個重要性。
And too many women tie their self-regard almost exclusively on physical attractiveness.
好多嘅女性單單係只係注重咗自己嘅外表。
But God wants you to see that He is the ultimate beauty you need.
但係神想俾你睇到佢先至係你最終最需要嗰種嘅榮美。
But as the storyline in the Bible unfolds, we know what happened. We turned away from Him.
但係我哋聖經睇到我哋從神嘅面前去離開。
And we gave our hearts to other things like prestige and physical beauty.
我哋將我哋嘅心就俾咗去乜嘢咧？就係俾咗榮耀，我哋自己嘅榮耀上邊，俾咗喺我哋自己嘅美貌上邊。
But as the storyline in the Bible continues, God has not given up on us, on our rejection of Him.
但係神並冇棄住我哋，放棄我哋。
He deliberately comes, unsightly, says Isaiah. People were not attracted to Him. Of any physical attribute. Externally, unsightly, he came.
但是神来到是怎样呢？以上的书里说神来到是无佳形美容，不是被人去，人家都不觉得他吸引。
And why would the Lord of the universe, who had all glory, come here?
为什么一个宇宙的主宰充满了所有的荣耀會嚟到呢個地上邊呢？
Why would he come unappealing, not showing any physical beauty?
點解佢嚟到嘅時候唔要俾我哋睇到佢有啲乜嘢嘅美貌呢？
To show you what real beauty is.
就係要俾你睇到真正嘅美麗係乜嘢。
And the only way we're going to be shaken out of our illusions that's distorting our lives today is if you see that by faith.
就係我哋點樣可以從我哋嘅假象從我哋一旦糊塗嘅生命裏邊去走出嚟，就係要睇到神嘅榮美，藉住信心。
Jesus' beauty, he had all the glory, but emptied himself of that beauty, came to earth.
神放低咗所有嘅榮美，所有嘅榮耀嚟到呢個世界上邊。
And he comes to die on a cursed cross in your place.
嚟到去取代你嘅位置喺呢個十架上邊死。
To pay your sin penalty for distorting beauty.
去付上咗你罪嘅代价。
He came into the world that is obsessed with power.
佢嚟到呢个世界，呢个世界啲人都要沉迷，要得到权力。
And he had no power that the world knows of.
但系佢嚟到嘅时候，佢并冇任何嘅能力，呢个世界以为佢。
He had no wealth, political clout, prestigious credentials, three letters, four letters after his last name.
他并没有任何的声誉声望，没有任何的政治的能力，政治的权势。
And he had no outward beauty.
他也没有外表，是没有美丽的外貌。
That's why we didn't behold him. That's why we rejected him. That's why we're responsible for his death.
所以我们就拒绝他，我们不去看他，我们 为咗佢嘅死系负咗责任。
Because Paul explains that in Ephesians 5, Jesus lost his beauty, became the ultimate person of character.
保罗喺以弗所书第五章解释到话，耶稣基督去放低咗佢嘅荣美，至成为至终。
And he does that for the sole reason to make us beautiful.
他这样做的原因就是使到我们变得美丽。
Right, that's what Ephesians 5 says. He died to make us radiant, spotless, without blemish.
他说你他保罗在以弗所书第五章他说他死就是使到我们是变成一个无瑕疵的祭物。
And as Paul unfolds Jesus' beauty, he shows us his sacrificial love, his character, even though he was unsightly physically.
他说纵使他没有很美丽的外貌，但是藉着他牺牲的爱给我们看到他的性格，他的美丽。
Don't you want to be loved like that? Jesus loves unlovely people like us.
神爱我们不可爱的人好像我们一样。
He lives the perfect obedient life that we won't live.
他过一个是完全顺服的生命，我们不能够过做到的。
And he dies in our place to pay our sin penalty against a just and holy God.
他为我们在这个公义的神的面前付上了这个罪的代价。
I can't stress that enough. You got to see that. You got to see that by faith. You got to know of his love personally.
你要个人的去看到他的爱，认识到他的爱，你要藉着信心去看到。
Otherwise, you don't have a chance against the crazy sexual tones that are out there. You don't have a chance.
如果不是你在这个社会上面他们所提倡的那种的爱，你一定会是会在他面前是输
的。 And your marriage won't sing. Your marriage will be stuck in the mud.
你的婚姻也都好像在这个泥的里面，你的婚姻不会去变得更加好。
Come to Jesus.
来到耶稣的面前。
He will change you.
他能够改变你。
You will be complete as a human being in him.
你在他的里面会成为一个完全的人。
He's the wise one.
他是那位有智慧的。
Receive his wisdom today.
今天要得到他的智慧。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, that you don't hold back, that you speak into all areas of our lives.
天父，你是对我们每一个人的生命，每一方面都向我们说话。
And so, protect us from the foolishness, the sexual foolishness that's out there.
主啊，让我们是从这个社会上面性的愚蠢上面去保护我们。
Help us, Lord. Give us your wisdom to know what that area of life is about.
求天父你给我们有智慧。
We ask for your blessing now, today. In Jesus' name, amen.
求主你祝福我们。祈祷奉耶稣名求。 Amen.